From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Iraq's Kurds have voted to create an independent state. Reuters' Emily Wither reports from Erbil.
The Electoral Commission on Wednesday announcing that more than 90% want to break away from Iraq. Iraq's Prime Minister delivered a last-minute appeal for the results to be cancelled and is refusing to enter breakup talks. Instead, Parliament voted to send more troops to Kurdistan and has given the Kurdish regional government until Friday to hand over control of its airports. The Kurds are refusing and flights are being cancelled. Iran and Turkey, with their own Kurdish populations, closing ranks around Baghdad. Their armies carrying out joint exercises near their borders with Iraqi Kurdistan.
That was Reuters' Emily Wither. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived Wednesday for an unannounced visit to Afghanistan. VOA's Bill Gallo is traveling with the Pentagon chief and has this report.
Just hours after Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived in the Afghan capital, a reminder of the instability that plagues the country. The Taliban claimed responsibility for an attack in which several rockets were fired toward the Kabul International Airport. Mattis's visit was meant to highlight unity in the face of the continued unrest.
We will not abandon Afghanistan to a merciless enemy trying to kill its way to power.
Coalition leaders were upbeat, saying President Donald Trump's new strategy is already having positive effects. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Kabul.
Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for stories, videos, pictures, and more. This is VOA News.